over the last few days, we're getting lots of messages of support and goodwill and thanks and gratitude in specifically for our coverage of the Ironman. There's going to be out a few of them that we received just this morning. To all at CRY 104 FM, what a day for Ironman and y'all. Never mind the weather. Your station had a superb and sustained coverage with wit and anecdotes to carry the long and involved participation across the miles. Thanks and blessings. That's from Sister Placida out there in the Front Strand. Tom Daly from Piltown said congratulations on the Ironman coverage. His daughter showed him the videos. He hopes to see it next year. And great interviews over the course of the weekend with all the athletes. That's from Tom Daly in Piltown. Now, of course, one of the main heroes, our own Iron Man, is joining us on the line now. It's Mick Sheehan. Mick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Darragh.
So, Mick, just I suppose, congratulations to yourself and the team, Patrick, Jordan, Linda, all the gang, Noel, of course, and Mick Carey, and everybody else, Tom Whelan, everybody else who just put such a mammoth effort in here on Sunday, the CRY volunteers and staff. And was congratulations first of all. Take a bow. The plaudits have been coming in for the last 2 days. First of all, Mick, how are you feeling? Have you managed to get catch up in a bit of sleep over the last day or two?
Yeah, I'll tell you that. You might ask me where would you start? Where could you start with that? But I can tell you, I know where I'm going to start. There's only one place to start, Della, and that is the staff that you have down there in the radio station. I firmly believe after Sunday we spent 19 and a half hours in that studio. And the staff that you have down there, I can only say one thing, they are incredible people. I'm involved in that radio station since 1982. But the support that we got down there on Sunday from your staff was second to none. They were outstanding. They were so professional in everything they did. Every one of the people working in CRY. I didn't know what to expect. And I just didn't know would it fall flat, where we would go, what support would we get. But my God, I was stunned. And like, we were still, I know we were probably tired, but we didn't realise we were tired at 1 o'clock when we pulled the plug. Because of that backup, it started on Sunday morning. Patrick was on to me at about 10 to 5 to say, look, the weather was so bad, he'd pick me up and drop me down to the station because I was going to walk down. Unfortunately, he rang me again at 10 past 5 to say he couldn't get in because the traffic backlog was on at that all the morning. So I hit it down the hill, walked away down, and it was just starting to get very heavy when I was turning up towards the radio station. I got a phone call from Linda O'Connell, and Linda says to me, are you still in the scratcher? I said, I'm not in the scratcher. He said, I'm just going in the door. I said, where are you? She said, I'm here with the coffee maid and all. She says, Linda had to walk down from Chickley's Road in the lashing rain, and she was in before me. So, like, I mean, I could not believe that. Then Patrick, Tommy Collins, David Dowd, I got a text from Tommy Collins at 10 to 6. Are you ready to go at 6 o'clock? He must have been out there at 4:30 at the transition area in Clare Castle. Patrick was out there. I think Jordan was out there as well, if I'm not mistaken. Then, of course, on the round, we had Dennis O'Flynn waiting and ready at Gary Rowe Hotel. We had Michael O'Brien down in Heather at Whitewell Cross. We had Jerry Murray in Middleton in the main street. Unfortunately, we had Joe Canary available to us, and Joe rang me after apologising, but the service in Dungourney, of course, in that area, and up in Mount Unick in Inch is not very good, so we couldn't actually get Joe online, but I want to say thanks sincerely to Joe. Tommy Collins then left the transition area after, well, the swim was cancelled, but when the cycle started, and he was available again in his house in Ballymacastle. And that was the most important place, I'd say, because the minute they passed Ballymacask, they were only a couple of minutes from the town, and we were able to tell the listeners and the people on the street that the race was heading their way into town. Then Linda stayed until Jimmy Flanagan started his show. Then Jimmy, fair play to Jimmy. Jimmy was brilliant in there. And Linda then headed off when Jimmy started. And you can imagine the kitchen. Meg here is so proud of that kitchen. She prides herself in that kitchen. But when I said to Meg not to come near the station for about 3 weeks to stay at the kitchen, she was down in 3 minutes. And she came down. She stayed until, I'd say, 5 o'clock. Paddy Lane was there. I remember there was a couple of lads there. Tom Cronin was there. The lad of the Stones. What's his name?
Adam.
Adam was there. Adam was there. Paul Daly was there giving us backup. But, I mean, the support that all these lads gave. I remember at one stage, I looked and oh, Yvonne Smith. I must mention Yvonne, because Yvonne Smith warned Paddy Lane to make sure that anybody, all of us inside doing the programme, were not short of anything, food or milk or anything. So there were 20 milk cows at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning, but about half 6 on Sunday night, I take a look at the milk situation, and it was going down a bit, and I said, yeah, I'll throw a drop of cold water into this, because all I needed was a bit of colouring in the coffee or the tea. And Adam saw me, he was passing out, and he looked, and he said, what are you at? I said, I'm stretching the milk. He threw his eyes up to heaven, and an hour later I saw Paddy Lane. After where he got it, I don't know, in the lashing rain, he came in with 2 big double litres of milk, you know. That was the backup we had. Tommy Keefe was in there. But to get to the main panel inside in the studio, Noel Cronin, Patrick Mulcahy, and we found a gym. Jordan was there, Jordan McCarthy. We found a complete gym, Dara, in Tom Whelan. What a contribution that made to the whole thing. Everybody's speaking about him. It was a wonderful contribution that Tom made. You know, he's a genius. This man is a genius. But that's just to tell you, I mean, Kieran Kidney came in. A lot of people, even Eugene Crotty rang if we were getting tired and he'd come in for an hour. Seamus Murphy offered to come in. All the lads. So I'm just saying, that's what I'm stopping with, Dara. The staff that you had down there were unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And take a bow, Dara. They're brilliant people.
They certainly are. And I suppose it also just shows over Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the role that the community radio can actually play in these events. You know, sometimes we're not, you know, the most glamorous, or we haven't got the biggest street presence or the shiny vehicles. But I mean, when the volunteers, when the staff, when the community, all the contributors that you'd lined up as well on Sunday throughout our franchise area, when they all come together, you know, we can make quite a difference.
I met John Parker this morning. I mean, it was down to town yesterday. I relaxed. I took the day off and went downtown. But this morning and yesterday, we actually bumped into Brian McChrystal, the lad of a second, and we got photographs with him. But what a gentleman. But while I was sitting, I met Jimmy Flanagan, and he sat down there in Barry's Lane in the sunshine, and then my wife, myself, and he come out. And we were just having a couple of coffee there for an hour or so. But Brian McChrystal, what he didn't say about you all yesterday, the man that was second in the Ironman, what a pure gentleman. His wife, I didn't speak to, but ended, and she said that she was a lovely, lovely person. But the compliments that we got all day long in the street, in front of us. I was going to sleep out yesterday morning, and I woke at about 9:45. And at about 9:50, the doorbell rang. And I said, who the hell is looking for us? Because then we're going to walk. And I opened the door, and Tom Keneally, who lives across the road from me, brother of John Keneally, the farmer there, Tom was in the insurance business, he came to the door to shake my hand and see our way for the job we did. It was an incredible thing to do for a man across up the road to come down to my house and do that. John Parker met me this morning, and he shook my hand and he said, Mick, if there was any ever doubts about our local radio station, even beyond the call of duty, he says, that radio station after Sunday, he says, is above and way above the commercial stations, he says, and the way you carried out your job. And that to me epitomizes the respect that CRY has in the community, Dara, and the amount, I'm not going through them, but the amount, I mean, look at the woman out at Taller Road that rang in offering us that amount of money to buy dinner for us all on Sunday. And I told her over the year to give it to charity. But she didn't leave that rest, because Mary Carey rang me yesterday. That lady came in and left that money, and double the amount she initially said, double the amount of that money for Mayor Carey to bring down to the radio station to treat us all. I mean, Gareth, you won't buy that. You couldn't buy that kind of publicity.
That kind of goodwill and appreciation. And again, Mick, those compliments have been coming in here in the station to us over the last few days. Just in terms of putting the programme together in from the 6 o'clock in the morning to 1 a.m., how do you go about doing that yourself, Mick, in terms of just putting all the pieces together? Putting the programme together, I suppose, putting the nuts and bolts on the programme itself, lining up all the contributors and that kind of stuff. How much work and effort did that take you over the last few days?
I'll tell you, Dara, it didn't take me long, because we had a board meeting on Wednesday night, and everybody was unsure of our limitations, what we could do, what we couldn't do. But when you gave me all that, I asked you in detail at the board meeting how far I could go over this and that. When I got to go ahead on that, Thursday morning, I started working on it. And not one refusal did I get from anybody. Nobody refused me. Any of the reporters right around the countryside. Well, Colin Millerick, he was another man that came in, and Will McGoldrick. And we got Will. One lady I must apologise to is Margaret from KK from Carrigtool,
Kay O'Gorman.
Kay O'Gorman, because we had a small problem with her interview, but I'm sure he fit it in there to slot it out. She did a lot with Michael Quinn, I think was his name. We didn't get a chance for that because we had a problem trying to get it lined up, but we got old Will McGoldrick's three-part interview with that, all right. But I worked on it from Thursday morning. I had Thursday and Friday really to finalise it. And then it was a case of who was going to give us the technical support inside and whatnot. And my God, I mentioned all the names, so I'm not going through them again. But I will say, I don't think there's any radio station in the country could have the expertise of the three men I had in the studio all day. There was Patrick Mulcahy, Jordan McCarthy, and Tommy Whelan. I had so many notices. Of course, we'd all the politicians come. We'll talk about it in a second. But what I wanted, I'm lethal as far as punctuality is concerned, Dara. And if I come back from an ad break, or I come back from playing a bit of music, I don't want to ask any of those three lads, give me an update quick on the leaders, give me an update on the local athletes. I don't want an answer like, yeah, look, we'll check that now, we'll be back in a few minutes. Every time we came back, when I asked that question, Tom, Patrick, Job, they had it for me on that split second. There was no waiting around. That will tell you the calibre of those three lads.
Absolutely. And we are actually blessed, I suppose, or blessed with our sports team at the moment, the knowledge and dedication and just pure love of sport that they have and sports broadcasting and commentary, that kind of stuff, you know. So, huge congratulations to those guys as well. But I suppose, Mickey, all this team, they need a focal point, they need a leader, and that was yourself. So, I mean, again, as I said, huge congratulations to you, to the commitment you showed to the station, to the community on the weekend. And I mean, it wasn't just on the Saturday. You're also there Saturday morning, and you're there Saturday afternoon outside Matson's doing an outside broadcast from 3 to 5 as well. You know, where we spoke to a lot of athletes, and again another great bit of coverage and bit of radio. Like, you know, so you deserve a break, a month off. Unfortunately, you can't have it, but you certainly deserve it.
No. When you love doing something, Gala, you never mind. And when you have the people around you for the support, that was the most important thing on Sunday. And I'll stress that again and again and again. Noel Cronin was absolutely tremendous as well, you know. And you have that support. I mean, we did... Jimmy Flanagan did one because I hadn't time to do it. We had three interviews in the middle of the year, man, with five different politicians. We had James O'Connor came in with Kevin O'Keefe, the TD. I hadn't time to do it. I asked Jimmy, would he do it? They came in just and I said, Jimmy, would he do that? And he did. Then James came in with the Cork County Mayor, who was Christy Sullivan from Clonakilty. Nobody knew they were coming in. They just sat down. We had to think fast on what we were going to ask them. And about an hour later, in pops David Stanton and the Minister for Sport, Brendan Griffin, of Sport and Tourism. But he was the one man that I wanted in, even though we didn't know they were coming in. But we had to react so fast in there to go from the biggest sporting event in Ireland to talk to politicians like that. And, you know, that is what it's about. You have to be able to change quick and take your hat off to sport and get it onto that. But, you know, a lot of people say they were delighted with that interlude. More people say, Mick, what did they come in for? The politicians. Look, they were in town, they popped in, they used the occasion to do it. And fair play to them. Fair play to them. I mean, Brendan Griffin, he was the man that sanctioned the €8 million for the Greenway last week. And I mean, to have him in the studio was wonderful. But finally, before I leave you go, Donna, my final word goes to the listeners. What an incredible, incredible feedback we got. All dear. I actually sat down yesterday and looked through my phones, and there are people out there. I know John here is above in Clonmelt. We forgot to play a request for him. They're ringing. There are so many texts come in over my two phones and over the system inside. All the lads' phones, the emails, whatever. And a special thanks to Mick and Norma Lucy as well, because they put up a lamp as a memento of the old man. And my God, the response we got to that was incredible altogether. So look, Dara, overall, it was just a wonderful occasion. I'm delighted we're getting a good feedback on the whole day, because you don't know when you start out, are people listening or not? You know, are you doing this just for the sake of doing it? Are people interested? And the feedback we got, we know now. People really and truly, totally enjoyed it. And that's the bottom line.
That's tough. Well done again, Mick. Just on the event itself, a huge success, and onwards and upwards for next year.
Arnold, definitely. Speaking to Brian McChrystal yesterday, and I was told, I wasn't down the wall trial, you know, yesterday, man, but I was told that the Brownlee, the winner of the race, he made a speech that make the hair stand in your head, and by God, that he put you all on the map. And like, that was streamed worldwide now, worldwide. And incredible, absolutely incredible. You know, the whole profile of the town. And I'm not just talking about the whole town, I'm talking about Inch, Kilda, Ballymacore, Ladies Bridge, whatever. That has lifted the whole scene, you know, for the next couple of years, you know. The last thing I'll say is this, I spent 19 and a half hours with Noel Cron and Patrick Mulcahy, and I tell you one thing, I want to see that for 20 years again. This about 19 hours, but not 19.
I'm sure they feel the same way. I'm sure they don't. No, yeah, it's a long time to be spending with those guys. I'm sure, again, Sister Placida, who's one of the nuns out there in Front Strand, she complimented the wit and the banter as well between all you guys, you know. And some of it wasn't always clean, so, but she obviously enjoyed the bit of crack and the bit of innuendos and everything else that was going on in the studio, so I'm sure it wasn't too bad.
There was some great light-hearted moments there. I mean, we brought in the two athletes that were involved with MMD construction into this year that would have to, with all their family, kids and all. They were just outside though, because they actually did the renovations in our radio station. They did the top gears. So we were proud to bring them in. And the lad, Kevin Finnessy was his name. I must find out, did he get his place in Hawaii, by the way?
Yeah, he did. He did?
He did?
He did, yeah.
Ah, super. Super. I'm absolutely delighted, because he wasn't sure, and we were hoping he'd get it, but he, just to finish on the line, he was going down. His wife and the other lad, Ronan Ford was his name, he was another athlete, they told us before they sat down, he said, this is an absolute lunacy kind of bike. If he sees a hill downwards, he just goes like the hammer's a hill. And he told us on the other, that he went down the hill an inch as fast as he could go. He passed more fellas down the hill, and he passed this Dutch athlete on a bike like a rocket. But going up Windmill Hill after coming into town, he was nearly at the top of the hill, and this lad came up alongside him in the bike, and it was the Dutch fella. And he looked at him and he says to him, have you a death wish? Because going downhill, this man is a lunatic on a bike. But look, we could be talking forever, Dara, about all these things that happened. I'm delighted, and I'm really looking forward to next year.
Great stuff. Well done, Mick. We're bang out of time, so next year it is. We'll be back again. So well done, and we'll talk to you soon.
David, thanks to me, but well done on you and your staff in Seattle.
Take care, mate. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Alan.
Mick Sheen there, our very own Iron Man. Fantastic coverage, and another note in there from Lee Cody. She ranked to say the station did a great job over the weekend, and well done everyone. And Lee, of course, is a very proud grandmother as well. Today or on Sunday, when Mark Cody crossed the line, he transitioned from a male model to an Iron Man, and he done great time as well. So well done to Mark and to Lee, and thanks again for your support.